Just feel that beat and sing it. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Let's go! Here's some of our favourite moments of the week. Top three.
We don't need 21 songs for this. We just need three.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Alan.
The top three is here. We're going to get a news story now from Rebecca. And Rebecca has this news story, which doesn't fit into the normal news, does it? This is special news.
It's an add-on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an add-on news. And what we need from you guys is a song suggestion that matches this story. So if you can have a think, have a listen to the story, have a think about what song suggestion could go with this story, and then get in touch with us. I'll give you the way to get in touch with us in just a second. What's the story, Rebecca?
Yeah, so you thought petrol was expensive?
Yeah, I think it is very expensive. It's nearly £2, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, well, this one is even worse than that. So a brand of butter, can I say which?
Yeah, why not?
What, Lurpak?
Yeah.
So if Lurpak is your butter, right now it's costing around £7.25.
No, it's not.
There is one supermarket. It's Orange, that supermarket.
Okay, yeah.
And it's been...
That's narrowed it down to the supermarket, hasn't it? Well,
actually, I did Google it, and it was the same price on a couple of supermarkets. The tub, it's 750 grand tub.
Yeah.
And it is on sale at £7.25. Some poor guy...
Sorry. It's on sale at £7. Whatever you said.
Sorry, not on. You know what I mean? Not in the
sale. You can buy it.
On sale. I thought you meant in the sale. No, okay. Right, that would be
so
ridiculous.
Some poor guy went into the supermarket just to buy his favourite butter and got the shock of his life because it's now more than £7 a tub.
£7.20 a tub? I bet he said, I can't believe it's not petrol.
No. I'd want some gold in that or something.
That's crazy.
No. And we can say, when you actually think about how crazy it is, that's not normal.
No, it isn't normal.
It's butter at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right? You spread it on your toast to make sandwiches.
You don't need it as such. You don't actually need... I mean, I don't use butter for anything, so at all.
Do you have dry toast?
I have butter. I don't have butter on sandwiches or toast or anything.
Rebecca, to be fair, that's another problem. we'll get to that at some point because that's not normal
that's
either.
Weird.
No, Sam doesn't have butter. My youngest doesn't like butter at all.
No.
And didn't that bloke on Love Island make that woman toast with no butter on it? It was like dry toast.
Yeah. Well, I'll put something else on it, but no butter, no.
Mm. No.
And
anyway,
certainly not that much money for £7 a tub, no thanks.
Well, that will make people not want to use it. I mean, I'm more of a clover man myself, if I'm honest.
Has it all gone up, or is it just Lurpak?
I think they've pretty much all gone up, but this is the most expensive price of a 750-gram pack of Lurpak.
Yes,
it's eye-watering. £7.25.
That's crazy. We need song suggestions for that story, please. The price of Lurpak is now...
called Rip-Off?
£7.25 in supermarkets. A song suggestion for that story, please.
Chris and Scott's top three.
We gave you a top three story earlier, and we're just asking for your song suggestions on this top three story. I'll just recap the story. Britain's cost of living crisis has, it's already affected petrol. It's affected heating. It's now affecting butter.
Ridiculous.
So if you're thinking of putting butter in your car instead of petrol, it's more expensive. £7.25 for a tub of Lurpak in supermarkets. Just have a little think about it. £7.25
for a 750... Graham.
Mad.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. Some great song suggestions. Kirsty and Basildon, a first-time texter. Welcome, Kirsty. There she is. Do you know what? Every day we're like, why is Kirsty... She listens. Why has she never texted us?
Why is Kirsty not getting in touch?
She's ignored us. And now, Kirsty, there you are. Kirsty and Basildon. One for the Money, Horace Brown, Adventures of Stevie V, Dirty Cash. Alistair going for Destiny's Child, Bills. Marie, yours is the winning tune, as is Honey's, as is Aretha's as well, who also came in with My Money, My Problems, Notorious B.I.G., which
great
is a good shout
suggestion
as well. The top three looks like this. Dirty Cash at number three. Dirty Cash, I need you all. And then number two, can you pay my Lurpak bills? Alistair coming in with that. But at number one,
Chris and Scott's top three,
Jessie J.
Okay.
And Price Tag.
This is how much Lurpak is, people.
Top three done for Tuesday. Thank you so much for those.
I've heard a vicious rumour about Lurpak. I'm not going to spread it.
Ooh! That's very good. That was as cheesy as mine.
I know.
Jessie J and Price Tag, the number one song on the top three as we learn Lurpak is being sold for £7.25 in supermarkets. I had a little look on Amazon just to see what you could buy for £7.
Okay, like
so
it.
These are all the same prices as a tub of butter. Puma socks, you get four pairs.
Four pairs?
Yeah.
Amazing.
A children's pattern silicon watch, analog quartz, $6.99. A great box set called Wicked Pranks and Jokes, just a fiver.
Amazing.
A Disney Frozen 49-piece jigsaw puzzle, $6.99, cheaper than a tub of Lurpak. How did BTS Butter not feature in the top three?
No one said it.
Because we can't believe it's not butter.
Okay. Yeah. Waterproof phone case, £5.99. A Kasten shopping basket, right? So colourful toy basket. You can buy a whole shopping basket of pretend food for a pretend shopping trolley for £6. I mean, including a tub of butter.
I mean, you could any fast food restaurant, you could get a full meal.
Yeah.
A full meal.
Lego's not cheap, is it?
No.
Oh, it's cheaper than a bar. Oh, yeah. You could buy the Friends cat, car, grooming set, animal play set with kittens, toys for girls and boys, 4+, £6.75 on the Amazon. There you go.
It's called Amazon.
Amazon. L'Oreal Vitalift, the red one from the L'Oreal Men Experts, £6.30. Spread that on your toast, I reckon. That'd be easy. Come
home with me. Right about now. The Big Drive Home. Woo! Let's get into it. With Chris and Scott. Let's go. Come home with me. This is Radio Essex.
I was talking to Scott earlier about the Elton John gig I went to, and it was incredible. Everything about it was magical. His voice is still ridiculous.
And you showed me a couple of videos.
And he talks about Watford, and he's really passionate about Watford.
Which is amazing, yeah.
And he even said I noticed on a tweet, he said, when I finish doing this tour, I want to get my hands dirty. I want to get back involved with the football club.
Which is incredible,
So that'd be amazing.
I'll be your new manager.
Yeah, that'd be incredible. So one thing that did happen at the gig is I got told off.
Sorry.
Normally only two people in the world that will tell me off. One of them's my mum.
Yeah.
The other one sometimes is Karen.
Yeah.
Generally, if I say I've looked for that in the drawer and then she finds it in the same drawer that I've already looked in. Yeah. Yeah. So I got told off by somebody at one of the women at the turnstiles, where you go through the turnstiles. Because when you go to a Watford match, you can't take paperwork with you. It has to be on your phone. The NFT ticket has to be on your phone, and you put your phone on this thing and the thing opens and you go in.
Like in a terminal at an airport, that sort of thing.
So I got all the texts through and all the emails through from Ticketmaster, got my tickets on the phone, but I had an email, so I just presumed there was a barcode on there, everything's fine. Nah. On the Elton John gig, you had to have paper, not your phone.
Right, so they've mixed it up.
They've mixed it up a little bit. So I was there going, well, hang on, it's like a Watford match. So she went, but it's not a Watford match, is it? It's an Elton John concert.
Oh, she's very, very.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, okay. And then I went, well, I have paid money though. I've paid the same British pounds as all the other people with paperwork. I just haven't printed my tickets out.
All the people killing trees, I've paid the same amount as them.
And that's why I did that. Yeah. So she said, well, let me have a look at your tickets. So I opened it up and then it said, print these tickets. So I pressed print these tickets. Obviously, I didn't have a printer with me. But I looked at it. I'm like, they're on the screen now and the barcode's on the screen. Surely if I touch the barcode on the thing, it will open. So while she was talking to me, I just enlarged the barcode on my phone, put it on the thing, and it went green. I went, oh, it works. She was like, you can't do that. Like, absolutely, had a proper go at me.
But it worked.
It worked, yeah. And in the end, we did that for all of us, because once I'd gone in there, my kids are now outside. So she had to let us all in.
I mean, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. So you was at the match with two Karens? Basically.
Wow.
I don't think
her name was Karen, but I could see my Karen going, yes. I'm just about to kick off.
Yeah. That's awful.
Yeah, but it was one of those experiences where I've been told off as an adult, which is weird. Yeah, which is weird, by an adult.
You say that. I was at a football tournament on Sunday.
Yeah.
My son's football tournament in Basildon Town, and I think it's their fault. I'm gonna put a disclaimer out straight away. They gave me a walkie-talkie.
Wow.
And a hi-vis.
Oh, hello. What?
Now,
you're basically a policeman.
But why would you give me... No, like Chris, you know me and Essex, you knowing me, right? Why would you give this guy a hi-vis and a walkie-talkie.
You're
asking for trouble. I was saying really silly things, like, that made no sense.
It's not like you'd say silly things on the radio,
no,
is it?
But I was saying stuff like, dogs in the window, over. But like, and Kerry kept on saying, which is my wife, Kerry kept on saying, Scott, they're going to take the walkie-talkie off. You've got to stop. So I got told off like several times, but the guy that gave it to me, Peter, he didn't want to tell me off because he knew I was having the time of my life with his walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
At one point, I took my hi-vis off and I said, the walkie-talkie, but you got to do both. But I think, yes, I got told off several times by Kerry and by even Kevin told me off at one point. Dad, you've been embarrassing with that walkie-talkie. I was like saying...
Getting
like,
told off as an adult by your kids is another thing.
Yeah. I was being apparently embarrassing with the walkie-talkie.
Good story. What about you? When's the last time you were told off as an adult? Hello, Radio Essex.
You right there? Just listening to what you were saying about getting told off as an adult, I've got one for you.
Go on.
So the job I do, basically, I take children with learning difficulties to and from school, like a passenger assistant, it's called.
Okay, yeah.
And there was a time where, as we pulled into the school, the, what would you call it, one of the members of staff at the school were signalling, can't get the words out, were signalling...
That's all right, I make a living doing that.
They were getting the other buses to come in. And I've obviously thought, oh, they're telling the kids to come out. And that's because the direction she was facing our minibus. I was like, oh, right, come on, kids, out you get. It's time to go in. Well, she's come up to me, the member of staff, and has gone, right, what are you doing? I didn't tell you to get out. I didn't tell you to get out. Can you not do that, please? Otherwise, I'll have to report you to head office. I was like,
properly put you in your place.
Yeah, tell me about it. That's what she did. And I was like, look, I'm sorry.
It's weird being told off as an adult, isn't it? It's a really weird, especially in front of other people. It's because this happened to me at Vicarage Road at the Elton John gig, and I was with my wife, but not just my wife. I was with my own kids who were watching me getting told off. it's a really bizarre thing. But yeah, that's a great story. Thank you for that. What's your name?
It's Jack.
Jack, have you called the show before?
No, first time.
Oh, mate, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for calling, man.
That's all right, no worries.
All right, you take care.
Cheers, Jack.
All right, you too.
See you, buddy.
See
bye-bye.
Later.
We got one more as well. Lisa on Canvey says she got told off by her kids. Wow. For wearing old-fashioned clothes. You ain't going out like that, Mum.
Take the cardigan off, Lisa.
You can't win, though, because then if you wear too fashionable clothes, they still have a go at you and go, mate, you can't go out like that.
100%.
That's what the kids at school are wearing. Yep. Dad, put the Jordans away. That's what happens. I think they're trainers. Rebecca, have you ever been told off, and who's telling you off?
Oh, my mum. Aren't we all? I mean, I think the only one that gets away with telling us off is our parents, even when we're this age. I was supposed to water her hanging baskets while she was in Ireland with my dad a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, busy life. I forgot. And, oh, my God, did I never hear the end of it.
So you're essentially COVID. Killing plants.
Yes, I did have... Exactly. You
had COVID.
I did have COVID.
Can plants catch it?
I don't think you have to socially distance yourself from a watering can or plants. I don't think you're going to use that as an excuse.
You imagine when they were first coming out with COVID, when it first happened and they were giving you all the information and no one really knew what was going on. And I reckon if somebody had said to them, you remember when they used to stand up in Downing Street and do the speech, you know?
I reckon
if somebody said, is it all right to go near plants? They would have been like, probably not. No,
might
maybe not.
Take a test first.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex News.
It is 3 o'clock as Boris Johnson struggles to hold on to power this afternoon. Another 3 Essex MPs have resigned from the government.
Still all here, no one's quit.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, you still...
Listen. It's like a bug, isn't it? Almost like a COVID type thing. I'm thinking, as they drop like flies, the MPs, I'm thinking of... You know, maybe I won't make the whole day.
Who knows? We are keeping it up to date. So we were on what we were on when we went into that song. 27 MPs have resigned.
Yeah.
We've played one song. It's now 29. Could we? I don't want to use the news jingle every time we announce something. Could we? Oh, what about? Would this work?
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
And another one.
And another one.
It works.
It says what we're trying to say, doesn't it?
He does.
We lost two in that song, Tate McRae. We lost two. One of them was Duncan Barker, who's Baker from Norfolk, Parliamentary Private Secretary. And have we got the name of the other one?
I can't find the person yet, but no. I'm sure I'll find out for you.
I mean, it's literally, we can't actually keep up with the amount of MPs that have resigned. 29 since yesterday. I mean,
I'm just saying it was two, so really, you should probably play
that again. No, we'll just play it when another one. Well, anytime one drops or two at a time. They often do two at a time.
So we can't, otherwise it would be the whole shebang.
I think anytime one drops, I'll just play that bit of music, then you know another one's gone. We don't have to keep mentioning it then. That music signifies an MP's gone. Yeah?
Yeah.
So we're not really a news. I think it's how LBC are doing it as well.
No, do you know what? I listened a little bit earlier. They're doing it.
There you go. And Radio 4, similar, I'd imagine.
Radio 2, all of them.
Loads going on in the news, obviously. Laura's just said, why don't we do a sweepstake on how many will leave by the end of the show? We're currently on 29. Can we do a sweepstake? There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Of course we can do it. Listen, people aren't being sacked.
Yeah, they're resigning.
They're leaving of their own free will.
And 29 at the moment.
And I think it's funny.
The sweepstake?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not the people leaving.
No, the sweepstake.
That would be
sweepstake is very
awful.
Funny. Laura, sweepstake on MPs going by the end of the show. I'm going to go with 32 by the end of the show, please.
It'll be higher than that.
I think it's already on 29.
We've only just started. Okay, what do you reckon, Essex?
I'm going to go. So Laura's going for. Can you keep? You write it.
I'll write it down.
It seems like a you job.
Yeah. Don't you do. Was you just about to get a pen and paper?
Yeah, I was just about to do it myself, and I just realised.
Then you thought, well, I've
got a little producer man over there. Yeah, it's a you job. 32 for Laura.
Yeah.
Let everyone know, and we'll do it just before the last song of the show. So we'll find out. And if you're only listening for 15 minutes now because you're on your way home, just tune in at 5 to 6 just to see if you got it right.
Are we or catch up on the podcast.
Pardon? Or catch up on the podcast. Exactly that.
Are we picking now? Are you going to go?
I'm going to go 35. Put Chris down 35.
Chris. 35.
Still on 29.
Is it any money involved?
There's no money involved because that would be illegal and Ofcom wouldn't like that.
Can they win a cup?
Yes, you can win a cup.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Not you, because you've got a cup.
I've stolen those cups.
The listener that gets it dead on, if that's you and you get it dead on, we'll get you a Radio Essex cup. Rachel Darby's going for 38.
I'm going to go 42.
42. Okay. Essex, what about you? How many MPs before the end of the show, or before 5 to 6 tonight?
Yes.
Okay, get involved. I hope your Wednesday's going all right. If it's not, just always think there's always somebody worse off than you. That's how I look at things. If you look around, there's always somebody having a worse day.
There is. Yeah. There is. And you can take joy from that.
If that's how you feel, if you need perking up, there's always somebody that's having a worse day to you. In unrelated news, we're looking at the government resignation. We got a sweepstake going on now of how many MPs leave.
Bit busy, isn't it?
Yeah. So we were already on 20. I can't even remember the last count. 29.
When we started the show, we was on 27.
Yeah. We're on 29 now. So who have we got on the guesses? Sarah's going for 37. Terry and Shiloh going for 36 by the end of the show. We're just asking how many MPs will have resigned by the end of the show tonight. What we'll do, because actually quite a few people have said 36. So what we'll do is if the answer is 36, we'll take all of you that said 36, put you in a little drawer, give you a cup.
I can rule a couple of people out now, though.
Who can you rule out now?
Well, I can rule out Linda because she's wrote Essex 10. I don't know what that means.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be more than 10 because we were already on 27, unless 17 come back, which I'm not a politician or a news person, but I think it's unlikely.
I can rule out Claire Wood because she's wrote Essex 21 MPs. That was earlier.
Mark has put 29, which is what we were on, but Mark.
Another one bites the dust.
It's like The Gladiator, isn't it? It's brilliant.
It's so good.
I love that. Who's gone, Rebecca?
Number 30 has gone, the MP for Bolton, in the last 2 minutes. It is now 30 MPs that have left their roles in the last 24 hours.
Okay, you might want to reevaluate some of your sweepstake entries.
Boris Johnson talking to all the people that have resigned. He's saying, I can't be close.
I know what you're saying, yeah. But that's not the reason we're playing all these songs.
No.
What did we start with today?
About Damn Time.
About Damn Time. No, that wasn't planned.
Excuse me, it's because that's in the A-list.
Yeah, no, it's why we're playing it. Yeah, it's nothing to do with Boris.
And Justin Bieber's Justin Bieber. We play Justin Bieber all the time.
Yeah, and George Ezra are going to have a party, blah, blah, blah. That's nothing. We're playing that soon. We're not. That's
Heavy rotation. Different order.
It's exactly that. And that's what you're tuning in for every day. And thank you so much for that, because you love the heavy rotation.
here for the banter and the rotation.
Yeah, it's your heavy rotation station.
Heavy rotation station.
It's
I
good.
Like it. I like it. Rhymes, I like a rhyme.
We're on 33, no, we're not, because another one has gone. We're not even looking at the names now.
It's quite amazing.
34, we're getting told from the newsroom, 34 MPs have resigned since 6 o'clock last night. This is more people than that are away from our office because of COVID. This is quite a lot of people, isn't it?
Did we start the show today at 3 o'clock and we was on 27?
Yeah.
Am I right in saying that?
Yeah.
We're on 34.
Yeah.
It's not even 5 o'clock.
This is at the rate the other radio station is losing listeners. This is that's the level. That's the level.
Did you just say that? Just on the radio?
No, I was just saying it's that's the level.
It's the level
that's the level of what that. If we wanted to put it into context and imagine that's the situation on the other radio station, I've seen the figures. It is.
It must be really hard on the heart.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, your heart. Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. it's Chris and Scott. It's Radio Essex. Katie, hello. Katie and Pete and Chelmsford going for 35. In with a shout.
We've lost a few, unfortunately.
Kim in Braintree, you're currently sitting on 34. What's the situation here? Am I pressing this again? In the same link? What?
Is it 35? That soundproof glass, we can't hear you, Rebecca. You're going to have to do play charades. That's it. Okay.
Katie, you're now in there, aren't you, Katie and Pete?
We've just mentioned
Ellen, you in Chelmsford.
We've lost Jan. Yeah. We've lost Kim in Braintree. You're dropping like flies.
There's more.
What?
What?
There's more that we're dropping.
Oh, hang on.
I thought you meant there's more MPs.
No.
Okay.
More
Kim,
right.
Helen. Oh, this is amazing. What fun we're having. Boris doesn't look like he's having as much fun.
He's not having it. I'm watching him on the telly at the liaison committee. He's not having as much fun as we are.
He's been sitting there that long, he's grown a beard. He doesn't know what's going on at the moment.
I thought when we were going to do this, the whole doom, 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 I said in the meeting, they get bored with it. They're not going to take part in the sweepstakes. They get bored. But let's think of, you're on the M25, there's a car crash on the other side of the road, and you can't help but look.
True.
And I'm not saying that what we're watching on the news is similar
crash.
To a car
no.
crash.
No, because you wouldn't say that. No, you wouldn't say
it's
that.
Not, it's not. It's different. But that's what I kind of think it is. It's that human nature to look at something that's falling apart.
And, I don't want to go on about it at all, because why would I? But did Rob say that we were quicker than...
He said that the resignations, as they come in, we are quicker than the BBC News app.
Okay.
I don't think anyone would ever say that, but that's what's happened. We are
more
quicker,
informative.
More
did he say that?
He didn't say that. You're putting words in his voice note now. He did say quicker than the BBC, and when we do posters around town, that's what it'll say. Quicker than the BBC, and in brackets, Rob in Benfleet. That's what it'll say. We're still doing the sweepstake. You can't enter anymore. We've got all your entries, and we'll find out how many MPs have resigned by 6 o'clock tonight. It's currently 35. We've had no additions in the last 10 minutes, so we're on 35.
I think you guessed 35.
Did 35, yeah.
So you could win a cup.
I know, which would be the most I've ever got from this place. So what's the, who else is on 35?
Linda, Annie, Mark Withers, Katie, Linda again, Sophie in Southend.
Yeah.
There's a few
Chris
people.
Chris Brooks from Wickford.
Okay, so we'll find out if anyone else comes in. Then if you're on 36, which I can see Kim in Braintree is, and Linda's on 36 as well, it could be your chance to shine. You're waiting to hear another bit of Another One Bites the Dust. That we're on 36. There's loads going on. If you're following the news, the 1922 committee are meeting to see if they can change the rules, because I think there's already been a vote no confidence, hasn't there?
Yeah, but Boris won.
Yeah, he won that one, and you can't do another one for a year, so they're going to try and change the rules to do another one, which would mean it could be the end of the week.
Yeah,
or
maybe.
He might hold on. Who knows? Don't keep texting, but keep listening, and we'll find out how many MPs have gone by the end of the show. I think when BTS announced that they were retiring, I think that's the last time 36 people left their job on the same day, isn't it? I mean, Blazing Squad was before that, and today it's MPs.
It is, yeah.
So it's 36 is still the number. We're calling it 36 because we can't hold this out till tomorrow because I don't think that's fair. What we will do, because we said up until 5 to 6, how many resign, but up until 5 to 6, if for any reason it goes to 37 in the next 3 minutes, we'll do another draw tomorrow for the 37 people.
Yeah. So,
the
37. We'll give away 2 cups.
I know, it's crazy.
You're going to have to talk to management.
So we've been asking you to do a... We're doing a sweepstake on the amount of MPs that would leave government. They've just changed that number.
Hang on.
Whoa,
hang
on. Come on.
Come on. Oh, well, look, we've got stuff to do, boys.
I'm just going to wait. Still 36.
Right,
okay. Are we calling 36?
Yes, we're calling 36.
Any more for 36?
36. Going once.
So we did a sweepstake of how many people would have left by 5:55, and we got a sweepstake in. All the people that said 36 have been in a draw, and the winner of that draw is Terry and Shyla. Congratulations.
Well done. You are sharing a cup.
You have a cup.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. 'Cause I'm coming home to Radio Essex.
We're on the radio till 6 o'clock tonight. That's crazy, isn't it? That happens still.
Well, it's not crazy. We do it every day.
It's a surprise that we're still doing it.
Oh, that we haven't been sort of told not to do it.
It's a surprise. I mean, even Boris has gone. I mean...
We've outdone Boris.
Imagine if people started walking out of the radio station and we got to like 52 people had left and we were like, we're not going. We're staying.
Yeah, we're staying. Playing the hits.
That didn't happen. It's 4:27. Thank you so much for having us on. We're here till 6. Mikey coming up from 6. Yeah, the thing Karen said the other day, which I mentioned earlier, I think it was a dig. My wife's called Karen, by the way. Karen's my wife.
You tell me what she said. I'll tell you if it's a dig.
She said it to the kids. Harry said, have you seen my driving license card? Because you get a card and you have to tick all the boxes. And she said, oh, it's in the cupboard. And Harry said, no, Dad said he's looked in the cupboard. It's not in the cupboard. And she said, just because your dad said it's not in the cupboard doesn't mean it's not in the cupboard.
Oh, that's a massive dig.
Yeah.
She's basically saying you've had a man look.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
You had a
just
man
because
look.
Your dad said it wasn't in the cupboard doesn't mean it wasn't in the cupboard.
But, I mean, I hate to say it, she's right. She's right. I do it all the time. I do it all the time. Kerry always says it's in the cupboard. I go, it's not in there. It's not in there. And I've actually looked like, I don't want to be wrong. So I've looked and looked and looked. I've moved, I think, everything.
Yeah, see, I had done all that. It turned out it wasn't the cupboard, whatever. But I looked in there.
It's like they plant it there after they go back. They don't.
That's what I think's happened.
No, they don't.
I think that's what's happening. She's going in there with it like some kind of slighter touch, bit of magic under the hand. Oh, there it is. Like, you know, when you used to pull like 10 pence behind your kid's ear and you go, oh, look, what's behind your ear? 10p.
Yeah.
That, I think, is what's happening.
No.
Bit of sleight of hand, bit of magic, bit of... Because I've looked and I'm like, it's not in there. It's definitely not in there. And then but it's not even a rummage. It's like open. It's there. It's like in front. It's the right. First thing you can see.
Yeah. But it is. It's because we don't... The problem is, you know, we can only speak for ourselves, can't we? But I think I could probably broaden it. it is that we don't really want to look for the thing, so we're not trying as hard as we think.
Maybe
we're
it is
trying.
That. Maybe it is that. Is that the worst thing that annoys her about me? I'm wondering if I suppose the snoring might annoy her as well.
Oh, don't. Like, I feel sorry for Kerry because I snore a lot. And I mean, I don't think she needs to elbow me as hard as she elbows me. I don't think that's like, you know, I wake up. Oh,
and we're not doing it on purpose. It's not like we're going to lie down and snore
now. Asleep.
What about you, Tom? What does Steph find annoying about you? Do you think?
We haven't got that long, Tom. So we haven't got like it's just a short link.
Just pick one of them.
The main things that she finds really annoying are probably snoring and when I leave cupboards open.
Oh, do you leave cupboard doors open?
Yeah. I'll just go somewhere. I'll just leave it open and then just take the thing and then just leave it. And then she'll be like, why have you left that cupboard door open? I could kill you.
I don't do that. But you still do, because you are essentially still a child, aren't you?
I'd like to know about yours. There are a list that I've got in front of me. I want to see if you can match any of the ones I've got. So let us know what annoys you about your partner the most. So don't do a list. We just want the worst thing that annoys you about your partner.
Wow.
We've opened up a can of worms.
It's bad.
It's not good. Alex in Rochford. What annoys me about him, when he constantly is on his phone looking at stuff and he has the TV on and he isn't watching it, even though I don't want to watch it either, I'd just rather it was switched off. But I switch it off and do, I'm watching that. It's like, you're on your phone.
I get that the other way around.
And putting the toilet roll on wrong.
No, but it all depends on what's wrong with the toilet roll.
Deb said, this is severe. Deb said he went out drinking, went for a wee. Boxer shorts were soaked in wee. Cuddled up behind me for a snuggle. I went to the spare room, then divorced him.
One strike and you're out.
Yeah.
One wee and you're out.
Licking her toes, says somebody that hasn't put a name to it. Heidi in Wickford says, in our house, we call it a blue look. What you were talking about, Chris, when you look in a drawer and you say you can't find it, and then I look in it and it's there in front of me.
Yeah, there you go.
We call it a blue look in our house. Can't beat a pink look, just saying, says Heidi in Wickford. Laura says, I annoy myself with leaving cupboards open. I'm not a child. Regularly come in with my dirty dinner plate to find 4 out of the 5 doors wide open from when I was cooking earlier. She's having a go at herself.
Yeah, I mean, leaving cupboards open is normal.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's quite normal.
It's not normal.
Would you leave the fridge open? Oh, you would.
Yeah. I actually have loads. Yeah, there's like a little like beep thing that it does when it's open.
Isn't that the most annoying noise in the world?
When it goes,
the fridge. Beep, 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 beep,
yeah.
Beep.
Mine goes,
ping pong, ping pong.
What? I'll tell you the most annoying thing is, right, is you're making a cup of tea. You get the milk out of the fridge, you put it down, and you think, oh, well, that's brilliant. I'm just going to have it. I'm just going to pop to the toilet. And then while you're in the toilet, you can hear beep, beep, beep,
no,
beep.
No, because you should have shut the fridge behind you. So
yeah, but I always
fault.
Forget to shut the fridge. I do a Tom. Hi, guys. For sure, the most annoying thing is my boyfriend always leaves the toilet seat up. It's my pet hate, says Don's. I knew that would come up. I knew that would come up. Thank you very much for getting in touch with us, Dons. Also, we have one of these.
Chris and Scott's first time texter. For the first
time. And what could text it is Dave in Braintree. My missus leaves every light on in the house and I walk around turning them off for her. And then she turns them back on. Then she moans about the electric bill. Drives me insane, says Dave in Braintree.
Brilliant, Dave.
Wow. Keep those coming in.
We're literally like causing arguments now, I think.
We're asking you what you find annoying about your partner. Max says, what annoys my missus, probably calling her your missus, I'd imagine, is when she opens a drink and she has some of it and then I have some and then I end up finishing the drink.
Yeah, that's
going to annoy anyone.
Yeah, it's going to annoy anyone, yeah.
Stacey in Colchester, bathroom sink etiquette, stubble left in it after I've cleaned it, lid always off the toothpaste, toothpaste always squeezed from the middle, minty drool still dripping down from the last using of the electric toothbrush, and splats over the mirror and the tap.
Who is she sharing a house with?
That's mad. Stacey in Colchester. I can hear her right now.
Someone right now.
I can hear you, Stacey. Thank you very much for getting in touch with that. I've asked Rebecca to come in just because I said to Scott, I've got a list.
Yep.
Now, this list isn't the survey. This list is a list of an email that I sent Karen, my wife, and your wife to ask them to work together to come up with a top 10 of things
that
annoy them about
just mean.
Us.
Excellent.
That's just mean.
So Rebecca's here to judge, basically.
Okay.
Number 10, why they snore so much?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
We covered that.
Yeah, you covered that.
Number 9, why it takes days off to do something, why they take days to do something that they're asked to do.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's another one on there.
That's...
Number 8, why won't they ask for directions?
Because we're stubborn.
Got a sat-nav.
Yeah.
And we're stubborn.
I can hear Karen saying, oh, you've got a sat-nav. Why don't you follow what the sat-nav's telling you to do?
Because men think they know better than the sat-nav.
Well, yeah. their reluctance to use assembly instructions.
The instructions are for mugs.
I look at the picture and I go, okay, I'm going to recreate that picture now with all these bits of Meccano.
And how many and how many bits I've got left over?
If you work in a studio made of Lego, you're actually quite good at piecing things together
exactly.
as you go.
Exactly.
Number six, why they insist on leaving the toilet seat up? I don't know which wife said that, because I make an effort to leave it down.
No, I leave it down, but sometimes I might have missed.
Okay. So you don't always leave it down.
I think that was your wife.
Yeah.
Number five, why they say I've done the washing up for you and they think you're doing them a favour.
Yeah. That's why I've recently bought a dishwasher.
Is that what you call her now?
No. Not my words, Kerry. The
words. I'm sticking up for you, Kerry. Yeah.
Number four, how they can never find something. We mentioned that. I think that is down to me.
You mean I'm going to open the cupboard, there it is, and it's not in there, and there it is.
This started when Karen had said to Harry he was looking for his driving license piece of paper. She said it's in the drawer, and he said, no, Dad's had a look. And she said, just because Dad's had a look in the drawer, that doesn't mean it's not in the drawer.
100%, I bet it was at the top.
It was the first thing. Yeah, that only he fell out the drawer as the drawer opened. Their inability to multitask.
Yeah.
I think doing this job, we do multitask.
I think, I'm calling on that one because I think I can.
Number two, why they don't listen, they have selective hearing.
What?
And selective memory.
And at number one, why man flu is worse than a normal cold.
Because it is.
Yeah. Man, COVID was bad as well.
Oh, it was bad.
Man, flu is bad. What have you got any about your husband?
Yes, I've got. Well, I left the list in
how
the
long
car.
Have you, how long have you been married?
11 months.
Yes.
And you've already got problems.
Going to the loo. We can never, ever leave the house until he's gone to the loo. So we will be ready to leave somewhere. We're going out for the day, out for dinner, out for whatever. And we'll just get up to go and he'll go, I need the loo. Every single time.
I can't see a problem with that.
It sounds like a nervous wee. Going out, I need a nervous wee.
If it's a long journey, he's...
But why
he's
doesn't
being
he
prepared.
Think for himself and think, you know what, we might be going in about 10 minutes. I'm going to have a wee before we go.
Can I suggest that maybe I've got an answer for this?
Okay.
Is it because you've given him a list of jobs that he's got to do before you leave and he's squeezing it out a wee because he hasn't had time to do anything because you might have made him do about 100 jobs before you left?
A face.
He might
Scott.
Be right.
There you go. And Scott wins.
Right, there you go. Thank you so much for all of those. We'll leave it there. Just keep your marriage intact, really. I'm glad I found you.
You're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. There's no place I'd rather be. On Radio Essex. Chris and Scott's top three.
Okay, Essex, here's a little story Rebecca's going to give you. I think I know what the story's going to be today. We're looking for song suggestions for this story, Rebecca.
So those government resignations are coming in. They're like dominoes this afternoon. Obviously, Boris Johnson is battling to hold on to his job. 30 MPs have now quit in the last 24 hours. Four of those are from Essex. So four of those are our MPs. They include Rob Halfen, who's the Harlow MP, Alex Burghardt, who's the MP for Brentwood and Ongar, and Kemi Badenoch as well, who's the MP for Saffron Walden.
Okay, so we're looking for song suggestions for the story. It could be song suggestions for Boris. It's entirely up to you. It's your radio show. You tell us what you want to hear. Top three song suggestions on the story of the day. Boris Johnson is sort of, can I say clinging on? That would be
yes,
fair.
Yes, it's fair. Absolutely.
Clinging on, and people are leaving all around him. Song suggestions, please. Cara in Southend, thank you very much for your first ever text to the radio show. Woo! In Southend.
Welcome along.
She's going for Queen. The show must go on. I like that. And also somebody that didn't put your name. You're a first-time texter as well. If you wrote, I'm quitting, Bros, help, I need somebody, the Beatles, and please release me, let me go. Brilliant.
If your number's 0793...
if that is you, just tell us your name because you're a first-time texter and we'd like to welcome you to the show. Thanks very much for getting in touch. Rebecca, just recap the top three, which if anyone's new to the show, like those two people might be new because they're first-time texters... It's a story that Rebecca's going to tell us. We're just looking for a song that matches this story.
Yeah, so it's about a man called Boris Johnson who's having a very bad day.
I've heard of him, right?
So, the number of government resignations, they are falling like dominoes. We are now at 31. So that's 31 resignations from MPs, including four here now from Essex. Obviously, this is all to do with the appointment of Chris Pincher, various other Partygate scandals, etc., etc. The government is hemorrhaging MPs right now, and we are up to 31 resignations.
We're looking for song suggestions on it. Write down Daniel Powter, Bad Day.
Oh, and sorry, Boris has just piped up within the last couple of minutes that he will. Somebody said to him, will you be the Prime Minister tomorrow? And he said, absolutely.
Okay, song suggestions, please. 81400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message, and we're compiling a top three to play out at 4:10. We're concentrating on the Boris story because there's.
Well, in my head, then I was just singing, I just called to quit.
31 MPs currently have resigned since 6 o'clock yesterday evening. So we're trying to find out how many there will be in 24 hours, how many there will be just before the end of this show tonight. Got a little sweepstake going. There's no money in it, but there's a Radio Essex Cup.
Better than money.
Better than money, some would say, mainly cup collectors. Now, what happens if because a couple of people said, well, what if we all choose the same number? That's fine. If the answer's 38, we'll take everyone that said 38, put you in a little draw, pull a winner out, give you a cup. Easy as that.
And, you know, if you didn't get the cup, I know you'd be absolutely devastated.
But at least you would have guessed correctly. So we're currently on 31. No one's left in the last couple of songs, which is, wow, I mean, that's news in itself.
Boris is chuffed.
Yeah, he doesn't know what's going on. He's doing the liaison committee now, so he's talking to a chair, a committee, and...
You might be looking at an empty chair at the moment.
So we'll take your sweepstake guesses. The top three has been brilliant today.
Chris and Scott's top three.
Top three is where we ask you to find a song that relates to our story. Rebecca's story today was, of course, the Conservative Party melee that's going on at the moment.
It was, Chris, this isn't going to work, mate.
Well, I've got three. I've got more than three.
Right, yeah, exactly. You
the top
you
three.
Okay. I demand a recount today. There's no you can't just do, and I know I should have said this earlier, but you can't just do. Look how many texts we've got. Look how many songs we've got. You can't just do a top three. I know it's called the top three, but let's get over that.
So what do you want?
Well, you do a chart show.
I do it every Sunday night from 4.
Right, you did. I didn't ask you to plug it.
It's called the UK Hot 40 Countdown.
With Chris Brooks.
With Chris Brooks.
Listen, I'd like you to just trust me on this. Why don't you do... I mean, I've already counted. You've got 30. Why don't you do a top 20?
The right? Top 20.
Why don't you do a top 20?
We're not going to play all of them. Still, the number one song.
Yeah. But do it like the top three, but just call it the top 20 for today. But do it in like an old school... Like proper, don't do it in your like normal chart.
Smash
voice.
It nicely.
Yeah, do it like, you know, smash it nicely.
Okay. I've got the music for that. I've got the music for that.
Tony Blackburn.
At 20, Boys to Men and End of the Road. 19, Wham and Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. At 18, Hepburn and I Quit. 17, Fugees, Ready or Not. And at 16, Elton John's I'm Still Standing. At 15, NSYNC and Bye Bye Bye. 14, E17 and Stay Another Day. 13, it's Plan B and Stay Too Long. And at 12, Beverly Craven and Holding On. At 11, James Morrison, I Won't Let Go. How many more? At 10, Spandau Ballet, Only When You Leave. At 9, the Communards and Don't Leave Me This Way. Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak at 8 with Leave the Door Open. And at 7, Craig David Walking Away. And at 6, Steve Miller Band and The Joker. And the top 5 coming up on the Boris Johnson saga with 5 of the best requested songs on the top 20.
This is so good. Carry on, please.
At 5, Daniel Bedingfield and Gotta Get Through This. At 4, Cat Burns and Go. At 3, it's JoJo, Leave, Get Out. And at 2, it's The Clash and Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Chris and Scott's top 3.
Whew. And at number 1, the script and the man who can't be moved.
It's It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.